It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
We all know that cupcakes, cookies, brownies are all filled with sugar and nutrient-empty white flour, at least most of the time. The question is, how can you switch this for that when baking? How can you make healthy baking taste really good? So, Jamie Proctor, our registered dietitian and nutrition education manager for KidCritics.org, reveals her healthy baking substitutes that work. Here, right in our kitchen today. Jamie, can you really substitute sugar and white flour with healthier ingredients and still have whatever you're baking taste good?
Absolutely, Ellen. We don't even keep white sugar or white flour in our house. So I know you can do it.
All right. So let's start with the sugar. What do you trade off the white sugar for to make something taste good when you bake?
Okay. Well, I want to start off by saying that just because you're substituting sugar with a healthier option doesn't make it a free-for-all. So you still have to keep it in check and remember to only eat those foods in moderation. But let's see. Depending on the food, I like to sweeten them if I can with pureed banana or other pureed fruits because those are really the healthiest options. Sometimes if you're making something that's fluffy like a cake, you can't substitute that and expect it to still have that same texture. But definitely with quick breads or muffins, you can get away with that. Another option is dates. They're very sweet. You can sweeten foods with those. If you need extra sweetener other than fruit, my top choices are local honey, pure maple syrup, and stevia. And you can use most of those in most just about any recipe. If you are going to use the liquid sweeteners, though, just be sure to cut out some of the liquid ingredients in the recipe. And you usually, if you're baking it, have to lower the temperature by about 25 degrees to make sure that you're not going to overbrown the foods because they tend to brown quicker.
That is a great advice. Definitely the first time I used something else other than sugar, I learned that it baked at a different temperature in a different time. So great advice. Make sure that you kind of keep an eye on it the first time you do it so that you can adjust for that. Those are great sugar substitutes. I'm a fan of all the ones you listed. Dates are always a little bit tricky for me to use because do you soak them and then puree and just have a puree ready, or do you buy them in a different form that I'm not familiar with?
No, yeah, you have to soak them and puree them up for your recipe. So that does take an extra step, and you have to prepare for it a little bit. If you do have a recipe that you need a granulated sugar, you can find some healthier options of those as well that are less processed. They have coconut palm sugar or date sugar or turbinado. There's different options out there, too, and they just have they're less processed, and they have a little bit more nutrient content. But you have to keep in mind that they're still sugar.
I want to get back to the dates because I know dates are really filled with a fabulous composite of nutrients for you, but we hardly use them. And so when I soak them, how long do I have to soak them? And then so I know how much time I have to prepare to use
them.
And can I freeze it after I puree it? Can I freeze it and then get it out, take it out and have it ready when I need it?
Oh, you know, I've never tried that, but I bet you could. I don't see why not. Mm-hmm. Maybe freeze it in ice cube trays so that it's in a small portion. And how long you soak it depends on the brand, honestly. I've bought different brands, and some are harder than others. Some are soft right out of the container, so you really wouldn't have to soak them long at all. And if you put them in warmer water, they tend to, it seems to me, they get softer faster. So usually if I know I'm going to use them, I'll soak them overnight, but I don't always remember to do that. So I would say an hour or two.
Yeah, it sounds pretty similar to prunes. I did the same thing with prunes. But anyways, let's move on to flour. Flour is a hard one. Usually if you have a baking recipe, it may ask you for 2 cups of flour. So that's a lot to substitute with. So what can we use instead of just the white plain flour?
Yes, absolutely. And you brought up a good point that if flour is the main ingredient in the recipe, then you have to be careful with how much you're substituting and what kind of substitute you're using. And the same with sugar, really. If sugar is the main ingredient in a recipe, then you can't substitute granulated sugar with stevia or with maple syrup and expect to get the same results. So not one-to-one anyway. So for flour, obviously you can replace white flour with whole wheat flour and get just about the same. I mean, the texture will be a little different, but you can just about substitute that one-to-one in most recipes. Also spelt flour. It's an ancient grain, and it's similar to wheat. Some people will tolerate the gluten in that a little bit better than wheat flour. And it's a little bit higher in protein, so and other nutrients. So it's a little bit healthy. It's a healthier option than regular wheat flour. And that one you can substitute one to one. You can even use both of those in yeast breads, which you can't with a lot of the other substitutes. And most people are probably they've at least heard of those, I would guess. There are lots of gluten-free flour blends now, and you can substitute those one-to-one.
So it's getting easier.
What's that?
It's getting easier to substitute white flour with healthy flours.
It is, yes. Yeah, because companies are making the flour blends for you. Of course, you can blend your own, but it does make it easier to buy the blend and just be able to substitute it. You may need to add a little bit extra liquid for gluten-free blends. It just depends on the brand. It probably says on the package what you would need to do to substitute.
Well, I want to jump ahead. I'm going to cut in because I want to get this in. I noticed in your notes to us that you substitute eggs with flax and chia seeds, and I think that's a big new concept for most. Explain that, please.
Sure. I don't do it all the time. We don't have egg allergies in our family, and I do like that you're getting, carotenoids and choline and different, obviously protein from the eggs. But you can, if you're vegan or if you have egg allergies or if you've just run out of eggs or want some extra fiber and omega-3s in your diet, then you can use a tablespoon of the ground-up flax seeds or chia seeds and mix it with 3 tablespoons of water, and that's equal to an egg. It's better if you let it sit for a little while. It will gel up. And it's better if you use the ground up seeds. Definitely with the flax, you need to use the ground up. The chia seeds will gel, but they'll take longer to gel if you don't, if they're not ground up. So either grind them in a spice grinder ahead of time, or you can, if you're doing a few eggs, egg substitutes, you can put them in a blender with the liquid and blend them up and then just let them sit for maybe 15 minutes or so.
Yeah, I love that. I've actually tried to do that before for curiosity, and it really does work. It was so fun to see that the recipe worked anyways. Well, I was running out of time, but I wanted to fit one last thing, oil. A lot of people do the substitution of oil with applesauce. I think that's a big one everyone always talks about. Do you, by any chance, have any other ideas other than applesauce, or is applesauce really the way to go?
You can use any pureed fruit, really, but also don't. It's a good way to cut out the oil if you're wanting to cut calories a little bit, but don't expect it to have the exact same texture. It's going to be, it's just going to change the texture a little bit. It'll still taste good, but you won't get exactly the same result. But yeah, any pureed fruit you can substitute it for the oil.
I didn't even mention
the other kinds of flour. There are so many different kinds. So just go to your local store and look. What was that?
No, yeah, I was going to say we have two recipes on our website that have some really great substitution. Do you want to just name what those two recipes are and people can look for on our kidcritics.org website?
Sure. Yes, two of my favorites that are actually grain-free are the black bean chocolate fudge brownies, and that one's a Kid Critics approved recipe. It uses black beans instead of flour, and they're fantastic. That's one of our favorites. And the other one is peanut butter chocolate chip cookie dough bites. That's a recipe from Tex and Aaron, and it uses chickpeas instead of flour.
There you go. So there you go, guys. Two more substitutions you can make and make these indulgent treats into healthy snacks. And that's so much fun. Thank you so much, Jamie. Those were great tips and some that I can't wait to try myself. I want everybody to go look for those recipes on kidcritics.org. You can always find them as well on our Facebook page or our Pinterest page. Make sure you always check on Radio MD to listen to our past podcasts. And as always, eat well and stay well.